winds were extremely sideways. You can see
them.
We're
having pea-sized hail for about 30 minutes.
It's pretty scary here for about an hour.
A lot of hail, all by the marble size.
Callers report their experiences after storms sweep through the region. The good news, they had proper warning, most likely because of a storm spotter or two who put out the information well in advance. Storm spotters are our eyes and our ears. They are the front lines of potential storms, informing us of what's ahead so that we can be well informed, take cover, and stay safe. We depend on these volunteers. Clark Pugh has been a storm spotter and volunteer firefighter with the community of Chakota in northern Lamar County for more than 15 years. Within about a 100-square-mile area along the Red River, there are three storm spotter locations, one manned by Pugh. As severe weather approaches, Pugh is dispatched to his respective area, where he'll watch for a number of storm identifiers and communicate back to the sheriff's office.
If it's hailing, we try to give them the size of the hail, the wind speed, and the amount of rain. If it's, you know, heavy or moderate or that type of thing.
That information is then relayed to area communities and the National Weather Service office, which in this part of the country is located in Fort Worth. Sure, they have radar, which can indicate severe activity for miles, but nothing is as accurate as having a person on the ground in the immediate vicinity of a potential storm. That's why the National Weather Service each year visits every county in their respective region and informs current and aspiring storm spotters what to look for, part of a program called Skywarn.
They show us some movies, and then they show us some deal, and then they have a good instructor on what to look for, and you know, the difference in between the wall clouds and you know, the rotation of the clouds, and if there's hail in there. And also, they give us the course and radar.
Travis Strickland volunteers in the Beardstown community in South Lamar County.
I've lived a good life, and, you know, I'm 71 years old. And so, hey, you know, to make a long story short, I don't know why I did that. I guess just to protect the neighborhood.
Both Strickland and Pugh have seen quite a bit of activity so far this severe weather season. And you can bet the residents of Northeast Texas are ready for the season to die off. While some communities have experienced just rain and wind, others have seen hail. And one county in particular has already seen enough tornadoes. In late April, three tornadoes swept through southern Kaufman County in what was a reoccurring storm system just to the west, bringing hours of damaging winds. Fortunately, there were few injuries and minor damage for the most part. Kaufman County Emergency Management Coordinator Steve Huey.
There were two EF0, one EF1. The majority of the damage were to trees. The main one set down on the golf course and took out a bunch of trees. We did not have much home damage. It was mostly shingles.
And with tornadoes at a force of up to 100 miles per hour or greater, those shingles can easily turn into an entire roof. Again, perhaps the destruction is unavoidable, but your safety can be controlled to a certain extent. And it's all about having that proper warning time.
It's highly critical. The more warning you can give your citizens, the better prepared that they can get. They can actually find a place to hide or get to in their homes. If they're in a mobile home, it gives them time to get out and go to someplace that is secure.
And it's important to note that there's not a plethora of volunteer weather spotters out there. The National Weather Service visits each county every year, not only to retrain, but to recruit. There can never be enough eyes on a storm. There's no set time to punch in and out for a weather spotter. They can be on location day or night for several hours at a time, waiting for that storm to pass, just to have another storm come through maybe a week, a day, or minutes later. Again, Clark Pugh.
Sometimes you think, man, I hate to get up in the night and go again, but but you know, after you see something like Joplin and over in Alabama, and you know, you do realize that it's an important service. And people's lives may depend on what you see and what you're able to report.
So thank you, weather spotters, for being our eyes and our ears. As stated before, severe weather season is nothing to scoff at, but with trained weather spotters throughout, rest assured that if a storm is approaching, we'll know about it well in advance. For KETR News, I'm Scott Harvey.